Attention, please. Presenting a new exciting radio program featuring the thrilling adventures of an amazing and incredible personality. Faster than an airplane, more powerful than a locomotive, impervious to bullets.
Up in the sky, look,
it's a bird,
it's a plane,
it's Superman! And now, Superman, a being no larger than an ordinary man, but possessed of powers and abilities never before realized on Earth. Able to leap into the air an eighth of a mile at a single bound, hurdle a 20-story building with ease, race a high-powered bullet to its target, lift tremendous weights and rend solid steel in his bare hands as though it were paper. Superman, a strange visitor from a distant planet, champion of the oppressed, physical marvel extraordinary, who has sworn to devote his existence on Earth to helping those in need.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. A bit of a milestone today. Time travel with Chris Earle. I turned 50 this year, and I thought, why not do what I do every year, but add a little something to it. So for the next 3 weeks, I am going to give you 50 songs from 1971 all the way up to 2021. And I'm going to talk a little about each of them and what they mean to me a little bit and why I picked it for that particular year. That's what I'm going to do. Happy birthday to me. 50. Time travel. This first song is about population control. Somebody used to call up WMFO all the time and ask for Jethro Tull. So this goes out to that person who I do not think is with us anymore. The song is about population control, and that person probably died. In 1971, the world population was 3,775,759,617, and I was one of them.
We'll be right back.
silence howling, catches angels as they fall, and the all-time winner has got him by the balls. Oh, he picks up Gideon's Bible, open at page one. I thank God he stole the handle, and the train it won't stop. Oh, I know it could slow down.
So in 1971, when I was born, there was approximately 3.8 billion people by 1972. And now there are 7.9 billion people. So that's 4.1 billion people on Earth since I was born in the last 50 years. So population control, yeah, I'm for it. Didn't have any kids. I think everybody should have two. Boy and a girl. Well, actually, yeah, a boy and a girl. And then they could do what the hell they want to each other and everybody else when they're born. I'm fine with that. Let's go on to 1972.
So you're heartbroken. You sit around moping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this.
Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel. I ain't lying. Everybody plays a fool. Ooh.
Falling in love is such an easy thing to do. And there's no guarantee that the one you love is gonna love you. Than any ocean, it clouds your mind with emotion.
Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule.
Listen, baby,
it may be factual, may be cruel.
I wanna tell you
that everybody plays the fool.
The reason is swept away. Oh, heaven on earth is all you see. You're out of touch with reality, and now you cry. But when you do, next time around, someone cries for you.
Everybody plays the fool sometimes. They use your heart just like a tool. Never tell your soul in school.
I wanna say it again.
And everybody plays a fool.
Listen to me, baby.
Everybody plays a fool sometimes. No exception.
No exception to the rule.
It may be factual, may be cruel.
Straight out of Harlem, it sold a million records in 1972. That is Cuba Gooding Jr.'s daddy. That is Cuba Gooding Jr.'s father, Cuba Gooding. with Everybody Plays the Fool. Name of his band was called The Main Ingredient, 1972. I think that's such a great song, and I think it really says a lot, and it's something that you should really be careful about if you are growing up. You're going to be a fool at one point. Somebody's going to make an absolute fool out of you. And you know what? Try to be very careful when you're in a relationship. Try to be nice, but also be very careful of the crazy people, because they are out there and they will get you. And sometimes you will act crazy and you will have to curb yourself. Everybody Plays the Fool. Time travel. Let's go on to 1973.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills. But the thrill we never know is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yes.
Stone. Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
That's a very, very good idea.
I got a freaky old lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroiders on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown. Not the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for our mother?
Yeah. Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
Little teenage blue-eyed groupies who do anything we say.
We got a genuine Indian guru. He's teaching us a better way.
We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone.
And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Uh-huh. Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
On the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
We ain't on the cover, baby.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
We would make a beautiful
cover of the Rolling Stone.
Right up front, man. I can see it now. We'd be on the front smiling, man. Oh, beautiful.
That is Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show from 1973 with the cover of the Rolling Stone, a parody, a satire on the music business. Rolling Stone magazine started in 1967, so it was only 6 years later, so it's not really that much time. But at that point, that was considered the premier of rock and roll journalism. You had Hunter S. Thompson working there, and many, many people were very excited to be on the cover of the Rolling Stone. And Dr. Hood and the Medicine Show finally did make it on the cover of the Rolling Stone, but they didn't put them in a photo. They actually made a cartoon and put them on the Rolling Stone. Just a fun little song from 1973 that I always liked. It was written by a guy named Shel Silverstein, who did amazing books of poetry. He did The Giving Tree. He was also a good singer and songwriter in his own right, and he had a number of songs that he wrote were performed by Johnny Cash, the Irish Rovers, and like I said, Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show and others. So, Shel Silverstein writing and Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show for my 1973 pick for this year for my 50th birthday. We're doing one song a year, 1971 all the way up to 2021. This is the first of 3 shows I will be doing throughout October here for my birthday. So I hope you're enjoying it. You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Here comes 1974. from 1974. There's David Bowie. I really could have fit David Bowie in the 70s or 80s or the 90s or the 2000s or even the 2010s. And well, he died in 2016, so I could have really fit a Bowie in there anywhere because I just loved Bowie and I had to put something in there for him. So from 1974, Diamond Dogs album, probably one of my favorite Bowie albums, if not my favorite, Rock and Roll With Me. Here on Time Travel, you could also find that as a single. It was released on David Live later on that year, I believe. Going on to 1975, here comes One About a Cowboy. And I don't play too many country songs, but I remember really, really liking this song. And I went to Texas for a couple of years, so I got to throw one in there for Texas and for cowboys. So here is Glenn Clamble. It's Glenn Clamble, everybody. The old clam. Good old Glenn Clam with the Rhinestone Cowboy. It's Time Travel.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a
is the Desert Clam. The Desert Clam. It's Glenn Clamble here on Time Track. Glenn Campbell with the Rhinestone Cowboy. So yeah, I grew up in Texas for a couple of years in 80 and 81. And what an awkward time. I came back to Massachusetts in 82, but got to throw that in there. And yeah, I was a little skinny kid from Massachusetts going to Texas. And I came back a little fat Texan kid, and I tried to fit in from sixth grade on here when I moved back. But yeah, there was just country music and great music starting in the early 80s there. It was in the early 80s, but that song is particularly from 1975. Next one coming up is from 1976. And I remember this as one of the 45s that my mom had. She had this little box of 45s, and she had some amazing stuff in there. She had the Standells. Remember, she had Dirty Water, and she had a lot of Beatles stuff, and a lot of great little 45s. And this was one of the 45s that I absolutely loved, and I would play this on my first record player, left and right. It is Elton John and Kiki D, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, here on Time Travel, 1976.
Don't go breaking my heart.
I just always loved that one. It was great. And Elton John was pretty much at the height of his powers there in 1976 after owning the airways for a few years in the early 70s there. Coming up next is 1977, and anybody who knows me, the most important thing in 1977 for a kid that was 6 years old and a kid who is still 49 years old is this. Star Trek here on Time Travel. No, it was Star Wars. Of course it was Star Wars. I was six. I went crazy, like every six-year-old did. Like everybody did. Like the world did. Everybody loved Star Wars. Everybody loved Star Wars. Let me say that one more time. Everybody in 1977 loved Star Wars. It's not what it is now. Luckily, we got The Mandalorian, came back a little bit. But at the time, George Lucas could do no wrong, and Mark Hamill, to a six-year-old boy, was my favorite actor. On to 1978. For those of you who know me, might learn something a little bit new. In 1978, my favorite movie, after Superman, was this.
Shape up, 'cause I need a man.
I was 7, I wanted to be Danny Zuko. And I wanted to have Olivia Newton-John as my girlfriend. And I liked her as an Australian. I'm like, I don't know if I really liked her all dressed up in the leather and smoking butts at the end of it. You know, but I'm like, I kind of want her as the Australian. I kind of want her. And then, of course, years later, I'm like, no. I want the trashy girl. Yeah, I want the trashy Sandy. But at the time, you know, when I was 7, I'm like, I kind of like the Australian girl. I kind of like the walking on the beach and stuff. And then I'm like, now I'm like, no. I like the trashy, hot leather, you know, Sandy. And then they fly away in the car at the end. It just, it's weird. It's like all of a sudden you see like this homage to the 50s in the 70s. Huge movie from Greece, of course. And then at the end, they just fly away in a magic car. I'm like, what is happening at the end there? But of course, it's a movie and it's movie magic. And I loved it. I was 7. I still love it now. I watch it from time to time. I don't dance like Danny. I don't dance, you know. I dance more like Cha-Cha and Crater Face. But great movie, Greece, 1978. On to 1979. Kind of weird movie that came out that year. I remember seeing it with my dad, and I loved it, and I loved Dom DeLuise. This is the title track to Hot Stuff. Jerry Reed there with Hot Stuff, came out in 1979, also starred a woman named Suzanne Pleshette, and Jerry Reed himself was in the movie, and Dom DeLuise was the star, and he actually directed the movie, and I just loved Dom DeLuise. I thought he was such a funny guy, and of course later on he learned, well, he didn't learn how to cook, but he was a professional cook, and he wasn't a professional cook, I don't know what he was, but he wrote a bunch of cookbooks, and his mother was always on with him. He always talked about his mother, and you know, he's like, make a meatball. Anyway, Dom DeLuise, look into him. He was great. And that movie, Hot Stuff, I don't know if you can find it anywhere. I'm sure it's out there on one of those streaming things. But just a great movie. And probably my favorite movie by Dom DeLuise is Fatso, which is a great, great movie. Couldn't use the title now, but man, what a funny movie. And a really cool movie about Italian-Americans. So anyway, 1979. We are done. So now, at this point, it's 1980. I'm 9 years old. What does a 9-year-old do in 1980? Well, of course, they go in to see The Empire Strikes Back. But that's not what we're doing for 1980. I picked this one.
Decide it's so easy when you know. everybody play the game of life. When you're feeling down and your resistance is low, light another cigarette and let yourself go.
Freddie Mercury and the band Queen, of course, with Play the Game. From the album The Game from 1980, it had another one, Bites the Dust, on there. I remember hearing that on K98 radio in Austin, Texas, when we moved down there. And I fell in love with that band right away. And it also signified like the beginning of the 80s. You had that synthesizer at the beginning of that, and it sounds like a plane coming in. It's just great. And Queen had some early videos, and we had HBO down in Texas, and I remember turning on the video jukebox is what it was called, and I remember them playing Queen videos. I remember playing Flash Gordon in 81, and also Under Pressure was a huge one there. Play the Game, I don't seem to remember a video for it, but I remember them playing that on K98 in Texas. It was a great station that played like rock and roll, and it also played like some country stuff, and Juice Newton and stuff like that was pretty big in the early 80s, Willie Nelson and all that. So it was a combination of country and rock and roll. And Austin is such a great scene down there. My brother graduated years later, and I got to go visit in the early 2000s, and I hadn't been there in 20 years, and got to visit my old elementary school and go to see the old houses. That was really cool. I mean, it brings back a flood of memories when you haven't seen somebody or something in a while that has some meaning to you. So that's my pick for 1980 for my life here. And 1981, like I said, some stuff's going to mean stuff. Some might not. Eh. But I like to pick out one a year for my birthday. And we are on 1981 now. We're going to go all the way up to 2021 over the next 3 weeks. This is the first of three shows for my birthday. A happy birthday to me. It's my 50th. It's time travel. One song a year from 1971 to 2021. Here's my next pick, 1981.
Finger and my shoulder shouldn't too.
my tail, and I know it's either him or me. So I'm heading out the back door and in the other side. Gonna eat the cherries up and take them all for a ride. I got Pac-Man fever.
Pac-Man fever.
It's driving me crazy.
Driving me crazy.
I got Pac-Man fever.
Pac-Man fever.
I'm going out of my mind.
Going out of my mind.
I got Pac-Man fever.
Pac-Man fever.
I'm going out of my mind.
Going out of my mind.
I'm gonna think to the left and move to the right. Pokey's too slow and Pinky's out of sight. Side door. I'm really cooking now, eating everything inside. All my money's gone, so I'll be back tomorrow night. 'Cause I got Pac-Man fever.
Pac-Man fever.
It's driving me crazy.
It's driving me crazy.
I got Pac-Man fever.
Novelty song from 1982, Pac-Man Fever. And I'll tell you, man, I was in the arcade all the time at 10 years old, all the time. And I absolutely loved it. And that Atari came out around the same time. I remember Christmas came and we ended up getting the Atari. Man, it was the best. And pretty much everybody, who's everybody, had an Atari. And then, of course, like there was an Intellivision came out, a ColecoVision. Those were the really early ones. And then around 90, I think it was 85, the Nintendo came out, the home system for the Nintendo that, of course, had Donkey Kong on it and Mario Brothers. But at the time, that Atari was everything. And you'd buy these cartridges. They were like 8-bit cartridges, and they were anywhere from like 20 to 30 bucks. And we had a bunch of them. We had a little swear jar that was set up. And you said the F-bomb, man, that was 50 cents. And that came out of the little bit of money that you did have for allowance back then. In 1982, and that tip jar was full. It didn't last a whole long time, but it did have some money, and Ma got to buy a couple of drinks or something with that. Actually, she didn't drink. She got something, then she gave us back the money. Mama was always good about giving us back our money, but she didn't want us to swear. So that was the way to try to swear. But there was plenty of F-bombs when you were playing Pac-Man and through that joystick across the room. Anyway, 1983 here on Time Travel. At this point, I had moved back to Massachusetts, and the biggest band in the world was this one, and I absolutely loved them. 1983 from Synchronicity. Here's the Police. Sting and the Police, there was no bigger band in 1983. I absolutely loved them, and the world loved them. And this is the best period. I've really enjoyed the music from the early 80s. For me, I could pick any song from any of these years, and I pretty much love it. Because those teenage years, that's when you're really forming, and you really start to get a good appreciation of music. At least I did. I mean, I always have loved music ever since I was spinning those 45s of my mom's and also listening to my stepfather's comedy albums and a number of other things. But Time Travel is here with you until 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. For those of you just tuning in, I am doing one song a year, as I do every time in October around this time. It is my birthday month. I am doing one song a year from 1971 to 2021. There's 50 songs in there, and I'm going to talk a little bit about each of them. And we are up to 1984, so my pick for 1984 is this.
a second, man. What do you think the teacher's gonna look like this year?